This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. New York City has entered a six-month grace period, giving delis and other retailers until January 1st to get rid of styrofoam cups, clamshell food containers, beer coolers. If you've ever wondered why styrofoam is not recycled more often, it's because of economics, Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports.
People apparently try to recycle so many things, bless their hearts.
We've had bales of marijuana come up. We've had hand grenade, guns. We get a lot of different stuff.
This is Robert Anderson. He's with ReCommunity Recycling, and we're at their plant in Beacon, New York.
It's really become a problem.
As we step around a piece of telephone pole that someone decided they would try to recycle, we pass conveyor belts and machines and people separating glass from plastic, from metal, from paper. And it all ends up as compressed cubes or bales of metal or plastic, which are sold to manufacturers. This is how recyclers make money. The dirtier the materials and the more non-recyclable things that get thrown into recycling bins, the more expensive the separation.
In the current state of the recycling industry, it's more important now than ever that we have high-quality materials coming inbound and reduce the amount of contamination.
The current state of the industry is that bottles and cans have gotten thinner and lighter, meaning there's not as much valuable plastic and aluminum coming in. On top of that, market prices recyclers get for the raw material or plastic they sell have plummeted over the past year by more than half.
A decline in expected world GDP growth is primarily responsible, and in particular, growth in China, which is the major driver of commodity markets.
Craig Perrong is professor of finance at the University of Houston.
Increases in supply, particularly in oil, have also played a role.
Plastics are made from oil, so as oil gets cheaper, recycling plastics becomes less profitable. Sharon Canise is president of the National Waste and Recycling Association.
Because commodities are significantly challenged right now, the economics of recycling are also challenged.
So if prices stay low, towns and cities will have to pay more or recycle less. Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, for example, stopped recycling glass. In New Jersey, there have been three recycler bankruptcies and two plant closures. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.